Just a quick little note to say that that was Davy Graham, and this is the Red Squares. See ya. This it had been inner journey.
Buongiorno. Benvenuti. Give him the boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC in Vancouver on the west side. And today is a bit of a grey spring day. Last week was looking like it was ready to, you know, pop. Spring was looking great. Anyway, we're hoping that it will continue to get better. I have some Italian music for you today, as usual. Starting off, Filippo Gambetta, La Luma che Equilibrista. And it's a little story about a snail who falls onto his back on the shell and he can't get back up. He can't get himself back. He's a little bit unbalanced, let's say. And I'm going to start off today, actually, with some music from Friuli Venezia Giulia, from Udine. It's a beautiful album by a musician named Lino Straulino, who is from, I think, is actually from a little town near Udine. And together with Giulio Venier on violin, he sings these absolutely lovely ballads, many of which traditional ballads known throughout Italy, some of them particularly from his region and some of them also in his native dialect. This is Lino Straulino and Giulio Venier, and this track is called Il Barcaiolo.
Barcaiolo, sono galante e sono gentile. Se nella mia barca tu vuoi venire, noi andremo in alto mare. Saremo, Nina mia, non aver paura. E se la notte si farà scura, sempre amor ti porterò. Sette mesi, barcaiol, tu portami via. Voglio andare dalla mamma mia a contarle il mio disonore. Thank you.
sotto lo bande ci luce alla luna, stelle nel cielo non ne manca una, stelle nel cielo non ne manca una. Lo nostro lume sarà presto spento.
Mia cara mamma, mio bel paese, dentro sta terra molto è bene. Mia cara mamma, mio bel paese, dentro sta terra.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and I'm here with you until 3 p.m. with a lot of Italian music for you, including some music from some musicians who are not actually Italian but lived in Italy for two decades. They are, of course, Inti Gimani, who will be playing here in 2 weeks' time at the Chan Center right here at UBC. They're a group who basically were had to be exiled from Chile when Pinochet came to power in the 70s. They were here on tour. Well, here on tour. They were on tour in Italy, and they couldn't go back home, basically, because they were quite outspoken proponents of the left, anti-Pinochet, and they thought that it would be way too dangerous to go back there. So they lived in Italy and toured around Europe and other parts of the world for many years, for over 20 years, I believe. And I'll be talking a little bit more about them next week as well, hopefully on the 24th of April, which is the day of their concert. I am hoping to be able to have an interview with one of their founding members just before the concert, which will be Tuesday night, April 24th, of course. Would be great to be able to chat with them in person. Their music is quite an interesting... it is a type of Chilean folk music, but with a lot of world roots. Anyway, I'll be playing some music from them next week for sure, maybe even some today, but I wanted to mention that. Let's talk a little bit about the music that I played just for you now. Raffaello Simeoni is the name of the musician who we just last heard from, and he is from just north of Rome in the Lazio region. Actually, the song we heard was from an album called Tribù Italiche Lazio. It's this part of a series of CDs which are put out to showcase music from each of Italy's 20 regions. And the Lazio region was quite strong folk music and popular music, also with very political themes too. Raffaello Simeoni also belonged to a group with Stefano Saletti called Novalia, and they did, as you can sort of hear from that sound too, he has this almost medieval Gregorian chant type of style, his voice, and he plays loads of different musical instruments. He's a composer, a musician himself, plays lots of modern and ancient flutes, traditional and bagpipes, all sorts of different lutes and accordions and the hurdy-gurdy. A very talented man, for sure. You can check out him at raffaellosimeoni.com. Don't forget, you can also listen in online at www.citr.ca every day that my show is on. But also every day you want, you can go to the podcast and just download it or just listen to it online. And I also have links on my Facebook page for all of the musicians whose music I play on the show. So if you're wondering, how can I get my hands on a copy of this CD or just want to listen to some music, go to facebook.com and check out Give Them the Boots webpage. It'd be great to see you there. And of course, you're welcome to leave a message or ask for a request or anything like that. Daniele Seppe, the great Neapolitan sax player and composer and arranger. We heard a little track from his album from 1991 called L'Uscita dei Gladiatori, and the track was called Carmagnola. He is a real chameleon. His music changes so much from album to album. He does a lot of collaborations with other musicians. Obviously, has other people sing on his albums too, because I don't think he sings, at least not in front of people. He is, of course, a wonderful, very well known as a wonderful soprano sax player. Daniele Seppe. And started off with Lino Straulino, and Lino Straulino is a musician from the Friuli region in the very north. He is from Sutrio, actually, and he sings in the Friulan dialect, which is, well, actually really a type of language. And he is a singer, songwriter, composer, and a lovely guitarist too. The song that you heard there was Il Barcaiolo, and featured also the wonderful violin playing of Giulio Venier. Lino Straulino, you can find out his information also on the web, of course, like with anything. And on we go. I am going to play now for you another wonderful Tribù Italiche album, one from Puglia, the region which is the heel of the boot. This is a group that are actually like a traditional brass band, like a band, local city band, community band, and they're called Banda Adriatica, and this track here is called Turbanda.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Solo a morir.
Ho visto le cali del tuo paese, restato svuoto e qua solo a morir.
Tutte ste graie era il tuo campo, neanche un ulivo non crescerà più.
Tutte ste graie era il tuo campo, neanche un ulivo non crescerà più.
Piga tanti soldi, tanti danari, fatti in anni de duro lavor.
Piga tanti soldi, tanti danari, fatti in anni de duro lavor.
Ma il tuo sudor liga bagnati per un paron che ti mai vederà.
ma il tuo sudor liga bagnati per un paron che ti mai vederà. Nel tuo paron, nella tua terra, rossa come il cuor che mai riderà. Nel tuo paron, nella tua terra, rossa come il cuor che mai riderà.
That was a group from the Veneto who mix Venetian or stuff from the Veneto region and Istrian music. They're called Istranova. And an album of theirs of the same name back from 1982. And it's the link between the ancient and the modern culture and music of Istria and the Veneto regions. It was called Le Calli. And before we heard, Le Calli was Italian gypsy group called Acquaraggia Drom, and they play music and tarantelles from the Italian gypsy provinces. A very cool sounding group. I've got a number of their albums, and they're all really high energy and fun. That track was called Mostar, and it's from an album of a few years ago. And I'll just tell you what it was called, actually. What was it called? Oh, I can't find it right now. Never mind. Mostar, Acquaraggia Drom. Starting off with, instead, Banda Adriatica, another group from the south, from Puglia, and a track of theirs called Turbanda. That's a bit of fun sort of band and brass music, with a bit of accordion and all that sort of stuff. It's always fun. I have some more music to come up now. I selected a few things this morning, and one of them that came up actually was a singer-songwriter who was very well known, had quite a troubled life, from Livorno. His name was Piero Ciampi. He's quite well known as a very highly respected songwriter of his generation, died a little too early, suffered from depression and alcoholism and had quite a troubled life, but wrote some unbelievable songs. I'm going to play this one for you, which is called Non So Più Niente. This is Piero Ciampi.
Non so più niente della tua vita, non so neppure se mi vuoi bene, se io ti manco, se vivi sola, se hai la pace. Non so più niente, e questa vita che continua, amara, senza di te, continua sempre questa esistenza, continua anche senza di te, senza di te. Sempre questa esistenza, questo deserto pieno di voci.
Quando so a parte il sol mi coscia addosso, la rabbia la mi rode a più non posso. Tramonta o sole per l'amor di Dio, che se un sei stracco te, so stracco io. Sole per la morte santi, che se un sei stracco te ne stracchi tanti, tu stracchi poveretto e contadino, e dai padrone scardi l'ombrellino. Capitalisti, mentre fa tribolà e poi ricristi, il sole fa godè e capitalisti, mentre fa tribolà e poi ricristi. Maremma si arricchiva in un anno e si moriva in sei mesi.
La grandissima Ginevra Di Marco dal suo disco Donna Ginevra. È una canzone scritta da lei che si chiama In Maremma. E lei è molto conosciuta, almeno per me, dal fatto che è la voce di tante canzoni che sono state fatte da Riccardo Tesi e Claudio Carboni. C'è un bellissimo disco, Crinale, che sono tutte canzoni che hanno a che fare con l'Appennino toscano emiliano. Io mi ricordo di aver sentito questo disco la prima volta e c'era questa fantastica voce di una donna, ma proprio passionale, bellissima, ma molto anche un po' grezza, molto interessante. Ed era lei, Ginevra Di Marco, che poi alla fine ho scoperto ha iniziato la sua carriera più come cantante pop rock con tanti gruppi molto conosciuti in Italia. Ginevra Di Marco, bellissima canzone. Prima un altro cantautore molto famoso, Piero Ciampi, un personaggio unico, direi, con tantissimi problemi, sempre depresso, ha sofferto di era alcolizzato, ha avuto un sacco di problemi nella sua vita, è morto anche abbastanza giovane. Però ha scritto delle canzoni spettacolari, tra cui questo qua che si chiamava Non so più niente. Quindi un po' di musica di cantautori e cantautrici, diciamo. Infatti vorrei cercare un'altra cosa che magari possa andar bene adesso in questo momento. Questa è una canzone che è scritta da un cantautore genovese di nome Fabrizio De André. Si chiamava Canzone del Maggio, però adesso sentiremo una versione in dialetto lombardo dal gruppo Baraban, e questo viene da un disco che si chiama Canti Randaggi, che sono tutte versioni in dialetto, in dialetti diversi, delle canzoni di Fabrizio De André.
Pinci come se giega i raspushing del maggio l'era normal, l'uri teniva in alte anca per la galera, e aspettai ferà che rimaneva la stessa rabbia e la stessa primavera. Anca se il nostro maggio la fame del vostro coraggio se la paghera de guarda, dieci la fa sbassà, se il fecla risparmia, i voster mille cent, anche se pensi deve essa sol, si anche vi alter qui in vol. Anche se pensa che propri si c'è niente, di fabbric der varan resteranno questi denti, convincerà un ge. E quei che dure un po', pensi pur deve essa sol, ma si anche di alter cui in vol. E anche se sarà di fortun di voster ca, la notte i bule che se paven al de tre, e si sta lì a vedere, quest'ax in marcia per, e anche se adesso ve ne frega niente, gli alter seri li presenti. E se in di voster tra propri niente cambia, anche uno sciopero, anche un striscium, anche un ferim, mesi cui un, e se ci va per ver, i bal della televisione, se pensi a mo deve sta sol, si per sempre cui in vol. Tammo perché tu sia come prima, la vista di miracol manca nelle disciplina, convinde cascia via, l'aria del cambia, degneremo mo ai poster port, e useremo mo più se fort, piccheremo mo ai poster port, e useremo mo più se fort,
sveglieremo mammo ai poster por e useremo mammo più se for. Picaremo mammo ai poster por e useremo mammo più se for.
A lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
That is the amazing Inti Jimani, and they are from Chile. Lived for many, many years in Italy. In fact, that song is dedicated to the Mercato di Testaccio, Testaccio Market in Rome. And they lived in Rome for more than 20 years while they were in exile from Chile in the Pinochet regime. They're going to be here in 2 weeks' time playing at the Chan Center right here at UBC. And don't miss out. If you want to get tickets, I would suggest you call up or go online and do so. And you can find out all their information on the Chan Center's website. It's just www.chancenter.com. And it's the 24th of April is the date of the show. It's a 45th anniversary show, actually, for these guys. So it's a very exciting show for them. So hopefully you can join me there, because I'll definitely be there. And you're listening to Give Him the Boot. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I've got a few minutes to go here, a few more songs to play for you. Thanks for listening in, as usual, of a Tuesday afternoon. And what else did I play that I should tell you about? Oh, yes, Canzun del Maggio, this group, Baraban from Lombardy, decided to do a version of Canzone del Maggio by Fabrizio D'Andrea in their own Lombardy dialect. And that was the very cool version that you heard there. It's from an album called Canti Randaggi, and they are all versions in dialect, different Italian dialects, of songs by Fabrizio D'Andrea. So, right now, let's have a little listen to one of my favorite Sardinian groups. They're called Cordas et Cannas, and this is a very old track from an old album, and it's called Tula et Pula.